The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Well, my tomatoes are in the ground and enjoying the warm soil and temperatures. I grow a mix of hybrids and heirlooms, and one thing they all have in common is they're big plants. So they need to be kept off the ground, because tomatoes flopping on the ground leads to fruit rot, more leaf diseases, and a big mess by midsummer. We all know about staking and caging tomatoes, so I won't belabor those points. Just remember that if you're staking indeterminate varieties, pinch off the suckers when they're small so the plant doesn't overwhelm the stake. Use Velcro plant ties to attach them to the stakes. For cages, buy or make 5 to 6 foot tall cages that can support heavy tomato growth. Save the little cages for peppers and eggplants. I even run a stake through the cage to help support it during summer thunderstorms. Other methods are a little more involved. For rows of tomatoes, try a stake and weave system. This system is popular with commercial growers, especially for determinate varieties such as Celebrity. Pound in stakes after every two plants. Starting from one end, weave the string into an S shape back and forth around the tomatoes and then around the stakes. Continue down the row. As needed, create a weave every foot up the stake as the tomatoes grow. Also, try a trellis and string method. Create tripods at the ends of your tomato rows with 7 foot tall poles and run another pole horizontally along the top of the tripods. Attach string to the horizontal pole and tie it to individual tomato plants as they grow. Make sure it's really sturdy for those heavy heirlooms such as Giant Belgium. And now for this week's tip. Watch new transplants and emerging seedlings for signs of flea beetle damage. These small black beetles create shotgun-like holes in the leaves. Hang yellow sticky traps to capture them, plant trap crops such as radishes away from your plants, and dust with diatomaceous earth to thwart them. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about ninebark. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.